And welcome to this week's segment on Right Here, Right Now, where we talk about Carolina Hurricanes goaltender Eddie Lack. Most recently, on New Year's Eve, Eddie recorded a 4-2 win over the Washington Capitals that snapped their league-leading 9-game win streak. Previous to that, Lack was 3 seconds away from recording a shutout against the Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks. Lack's recent trend in success with a 4-0-1 record in his last 5 starts has helped him to earn the start against Nashville on Saturday. It's not out of coincidence that Bill Peters has taken a little bit more confidence in his other goaltender, as Cam Ward has carried quite a load for the team, but also sees that it's important for Lack to get his share of starts as well. Both goaltenders are trending upwards, and that's a positive sign for Peters, as he looks to try and get his team to respond to both netminders as their play continues to swing in the positive side, as they are currently riding a 6-3-1 record in their last 10 games. How far this will go is unknown, but definitely having Eddie Lack carry a good part of the load with the success that will follow will help Carolina to continue on its trend upwards. Here's what Lack and Peters had to say.
Eddie's been good. I don't know his numbers in the last 5, but I know he's 4-1, and whatever his numbers are, they are. But his process is better. He's bigger. He's playing a little further out, I think. And he's feeling good about himself right now. And we've got both goaltenders going well. So we'll go back to Eddie and see how he does here tonight.
So going back to back starts. How do you feel about that?
Good. Obviously, it's fun playing, and that's why I play hockey too, to play games, you know. So it's fun, and yeah. And obviously, Nashville is a very, very good team, and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
It takes confidence for a coach to go back-to-back, and you guys have Coach talked the other day, actually, that he just says his piece, but you guys are like a goalie union, you, Cam, and Dave, and how that goes, you know, how's it feel that you at least got a little confidence coming all the way around to get into that one tonight against a good Nashville team?
Great. I mean, I feel like me and Wardo have a really good relationship, and we're pushing each other, and I mean, he's definitely one of the nicest guys that I've been fortunate enough to play with. So I mean, we're pushing each other and having some fun off the ice too.
Is that what you, a similar relationship with you had with Longo in Vancouver? Or is it
yes,
different?
Yes. Longo is like a little bit more of a jokester, I would say, but
more like you, looser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. I was just trying to see the difference. Of course, Cam's still. What's Cam like compared to Luongo the same way when you say that?
Cam is pretty loose too, but you know, Luongo, he's on that whole Twitter thing and everything. Trying to start the pot a little bit more, maybe. but yeah, they're. Pretty similar though.
Looking back at our conversations with Lack, we also kind of tracked back to what his mindset was leading up to his current upward trend, as we call it, with his current record of 4-0-1 in 5 starts, compared to that of the 1-6-1 ledger that he posted early on in the season. As you'll notice, he's a fairly laid back netminder in terms of his mindset, and really likes to keep it light and pass that on to all those he plays with. He also gave us some candid remarks about the Canes' future and upcoming prospects in the net. Have a listen to some of this bonus coverage that we were able to provide you with Eddie Lack recently. Enjoy.
So think back to when you were a younger goalie. You know, there's more goalies in the system here with Carolina than there have been for a while. And, you know, they're trying to work up to a level where you and Cam are and become an NHL goalie. And think back to when you were that junior level, you know, and what was in your mind? What were you being taught or, you know, given advice on to get to this level?
Just I mean, it's going to be kind of boring, but it's kind of... It's kind of the same thing there too, and I'm just my whole career I've been trying to have fun, and that's what got me here. I mean, obviously when you're 18, 19 there's still a lot of technical stuff to work on, but I feel like especially the goal is that come up now, like they're 21, 22, and they're so well schooled and so good technically, you know, and that's the biggest key, I feel like.
Did you get a chance to talk to some of the young guys during camp or anything like that? You know, like I know Ned was going through surgery at the time, but a couple other guys, Altshuler.
Yeah.
Talk to any of the young guys in the system?
We weren't really on the same group.
Yeah. Right.
During training camp, I was with the McIntyre.
Yeah.
Through most of the camp, but I mean, I saw Alticola, right?
Yeah.
I played a skirmish with him, but we didn't really have a ton of time to yeah. It was more like encouraging each other and get out there.
So with the international hockey going on right now, World Juniors, things like that, I haven't looked up in detail, but talk a little bit about, did you get that chance to train, you know, internationally at all, come before you started, and you know, what kind of experience did that give you to help get you up to the next level?
Yeah, I mean, I had a couple junior games and stuff like that, and I mean,
do you remember those?
Yeah. I was actually playing against Patrick Kane in Lake Placid, and I got lit up. So,
yeah.
You know, obviously, it's always fun playing against the best, and that's what you're striving to do. And then obviously, it was cool at that age to put on the sweater and everything,
right.
And it was just a fun experience, and I bet all those guys that are playing the World Juniors now are having a blast.
What series or tournament was that? Do you remember?
We actually played the four games against the U.S. So the U.S. had two different teams, and I think it was us and Finland was there, and they like alternated games. And then who else
was on your team? Some notable guys.
Goalies were me and Jonas Enroth. Patrick Berglund
So I'll look up that
St. Louis was there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're watching, you know, what's going on with the World Juniors now, obviously you're cheering for
Hagelin was probably there too, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So as you're watching, I mean, you know, those types of experiences, can they really help a player, let's say from the goaltending aspect? Because it's kind of an interesting dynamic. They talk about players playing so well, but goalies can win gold medals just as much.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's still very early in their career, but to be able to face that pressure early, I feel like it's a good learning experience for them, you know.
Have you watched Ned play for Team USA?
I watched a little bit against the Swedes and who else were they playing? Canada. I didn't really watch, but there's usually some like clips and stuff that comes up on Twitter that I watch this too. And
any thoughts from the little things you might have seen for him?
Good. Yeah. He might have to change his jersey number when he got here, but
okay.
But no, he's a very technically schooled guy, and I mean, I feel like he's very patient, and he's reading the shots and everything well. So he's definitely got a bright future ahead of him.
And that'll do it for today's segment of Right Here, Right Now, coming to you from the Triangle Sports Network at TSportsNet on Twitter. I'm Peter Katrumpis at PK Sport. Give us a follow and keep up to date with the news that we present to you on all happenings from Triangle Area Sports on a daily and a weekly basis. Have a great day.